You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. For 25 years, Reed Harkness has been making films with his younger brother, Sam. It all began when they were kids at their home in Northgate. Reed's camera rolled as Sam jumped out of trees, acted out mysteries, and created a superhero character called the Blue Panther. Reed's camera kept rolling when Sam's mother, Joyce, disappeared, leaving behind two teenaged sons and no clue to her whereabouts. A few years later, Reed followed Sam, aka the Blue Panther, on a quest to find his mom and understand why she left. And Reed continued filming over decades as Sam and the rest of his family grappled with Joyce's decision to leave without a word. Now that 25-plus year journey has been released as a documentary called Sam Now, and it airs tonight on the PBS program Independent Lens and will be available for streaming starting tomorrow. And filmmaker Reed Harkness joins me now. Hi, Reed. Welcome.
Hi, Libby. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you. And I did want to say a quick warning for folks who haven't watched the film yet. This conversation will include some spoilers. So check us out on the podcast if you'd like to remain spoiler free. Now, Reed, you've been filming your family, the Harknesses, for at least 25 years. The home movies you and Sam made were this fun hobby at first. Joyce doesn't become your focus for a couple of years after she actually left the family. What did you observe in those early years before you focused on the search for Joyce about how Sam and his brother Jared were dealing with Joyce's disappearance?
Oh, Libby, it was so hard. It was so hard as the older brother. I think I was the kind of kid, being an older brother, that I always wanted an older brother figure. So when I had the opportunity, I was really tuned into the emotional landscape of my brothers, Sam and Jared. And while my brother Sam initially is very resilient and kind of like able to take the high road, able to, you know, join sports teams and associate with like good friends and sort of stay positive. My brother Jared gets really depressed during this time. And it was really interesting to see their different reactions, but also just like I felt for both of them. And the coping strategies that they each had. I mean, Jared was like very clearly like kind of feeling these emotions that I think most of us would feel if a parent left at that age. And then Sam was deflecting it all.
Yeah. And Sam later says Jared was actually processing while I was closing off or something to that effect. And that Sam feels later that maybe Jared's way was the healthier way, right?
That's true. That's something that comes up in the movie in an interesting way. It's really confusing. I really didn't think that I would be making such a deep examination of my family. It starts off with very playful filmmaking, and that thread runs throughout. But I think that also this sort of playful filmmaking entry point is like where I learned to bond with my brothers.
You do take this road trip with Sam and eventually find Joyce. You drive down the West Coast, you look for her in Long Beach at CSU Long Beach, and then you come back up to Oregon where you finally meet up with her at her new home with her now husband. And Joyce is happy. I mean, seems relatively unapologetic when you finally see that moment where she and Sam hug for the first time. Were you angry at the time when you saw Joyce's reaction to meeting her son after years having left him behind?
It's a confusing position to be in. Yes, I was the driver, you know, and it's just me and Sam and our dad's minivan driving down to Southern Oregon. It seems like the furthest place away from our house, or Southern California originally. And then we're like, you know, when there is reconnection, it is initially it's like huge relief, huge elation. We are so it's almost like it wasn't possible. It's almost like this would could have never happened. But was I angry when we see her and realize that like she's just sort of basically taken up a whole new life? It was mixed. It was more of a confusion. It was like, how can this be? How can it be that my stepmom was able to completely separate and make a new life, totally avoiding her old life?
When you returned to Seattle from finding Joyce for the first time, you speak up at a family gathering. The Harknesses are all gathered around, and they're having cake for one of your cousins having done well at a video game tournament. And you kind of turn the conversation at one point to be about what Sam has been through. It's one of the only times you appear in front of the camera in the film, and it's very emotional. We're going to play a clip of it right now.
It kind of came down to Sam, and just kept asking him, do you really want to do this, Sam? And he did, like... Damn, I want to talk right now, but like I can't talk because my voice is gonna crack up. I think that's like
we understand what you're going through.
Well, it's one of the bravest things that I think I've ever seen anyone do.
I know.
Reed, what are you feeling at that moment?
I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling a lot of things. Can kind of refer to myself as a character now because that was a lot of years ago. But in that moment, I'm coming to the realization in real time that maybe the adults in our family don't have all the answers. And also, maybe it is time for me to voice some things. Maybe it's time for the youth in the family to like, to stand up and address things. I think in my family, in the Harkness family, there was a pattern of keeping things light. And keeping things light meant that, you know, things were easygoing. There was safety and comfort in this place of easygoing, you know, joking around. But here we have this like major childhood trauma that's happening. And there just wasn't much action or kind of care put into like, how do we discuss this as a family? How do we work through this as a family? I don't think that most families are equipped enough to sort of know what to do in that kind of situation. So that becomes a sort of a turning point in the film that turns deeply into what it is to address discomfort.
Yeah. I thought it was really hard to watch, but also important that you had spoken up there and that you continue to kind of grapple with your family's silence, because I think so many people will see that and recognize their own families in it, in the silences that hide some of the most painful or difficult things about being human. At a news conference for Independent Lens in January, Sam said, quote, if this was a story about a dad that left, it wouldn't be a story at all. This isn't a story we hear as often about a mother leaving her kids, right? Do you agree with Sam saying, like, this couldn't have been made unless it was about a mother? A father's story would not have been the same.
Yeah, it's such taboo for a mom to leave in this way. And I think that most people, you know, we're approaching Mother's Day, and I think most people think of moms as the ultimate, like, stick around, be there for you to the end role. I feel like My mom, Chayo, who's also in the movie, I see that way. She's consistently there for me. It's very hard to get to a place where we can, you know, look at a mom doing this as normal. Whereas fathers have done this so often.
Yeah. Joyce really appears as somewhat of a mystery figure, almost a figment of just memory in the initial home movies that you share in Sam Now. I don't think that we hear her voice until that reunion with Sam in Oregon at her doorstep. And slowly you piece together some of what has brought her to this point, including the fact that she is biracial. She was adopted from Japan with a Japanese mother and a white father. And her memories of her childhood with her adoptive family in Oregon, they're not good. She describes the experience as abusive.
What do you remember about that transition from adoption?
Fear. Every day was fear. I was afraid of water. I was afraid of rain. I was afraid of riding in a car. I was afraid of everything. My mother and I never got along. I was supposed to be this grateful little oriental thing, like something they picked up at the souvenir shop. I was supposed to be good. And I was terrible. I was awful, you know. So we were always at odds. And I always knew I was adopted from the very beginning. I always knew that I was there under very tenuous circumstances. Like, I could get sent back any minute. I was always reminded that they had the option of sending me back.
How much did you explore the transracial and transnational adoptee experience in the course of making this film?
Hard to quantify that, but I, you know, we get into it through Joyce's background story. This was a place where I found a lot of empathy for her actions and who she is. This is a story where, you know, she was put up for adoption in Japan at the end of World War II, at a time when there was way too many orphans for Japan to handle. I think that people who were stationed over there were probably pressured to bring babies home. War creates, you know, many ripple effects, and this is one of them. It's very interesting. You know, she eventually settled in Oregon with her adoptive family, and this was a family that she didn't feel a lot of connection from, didn't really have a lot of positive experiences with this family. And this is where I think, like, we can start to see how this pattern forms in our family and how it's really handed down. Yeah. So it becomes a generational issue.
Yeah, it becomes, like so many times, you dig back into a family history or somebody's childhood and you realize that these are patterns that repeat over and over again. Reed, your film has screened for audiences at the Northwest Film Forum and other venues. When it airs on PBS, it's going to be in a very wide release. I mean, people all over the country will be able to see it in their homes. So far, what has stood out to you about audience reaction to Sam's story and to Joyce's story?
What is so surprising and amazing to me about the audience reactions have been how diverse they've been. I had heard going into this experience from other filmmakers that they tend to get like the same three questions over and over again about their films and how that becomes exhausting. This was a really different experience. We've had so many screenings with so many audiences in so many places, and the audience reaction is so diverse. We'll get something like at one screening, we had somebody that was saying, like, I just want to have the right to feel judgmental about Joyce to somebody else standing up and saying, I have a very similar experience growing up to Joyce. And I also felt like, you know, a disconnection from my adoptive family. And that's just a small picture of the wide array of how people connect to the story. People are connecting to my role as this sort of older brother and connection, trying to get people talking. People connect to Jared, my brother, who gets really depressed when Joyce is gone. They connect to Joyce. They connect to Sam, who avoids his emotions for a really long time. There's so many different touch points. And what I've noticed is that people might come a first time, and then if there's a second screening in town, they'll come back with a family member. This is one of the reasons why I'm so excited to have it on PBS, is that it's a really great place where I think people can watch it and then share it with other family members. I mean, that's really what it's for, is like to get a dialogue going,
yeah.
You know, not just for my family, but others.
How did Joyce react to the film?
Joyce has opted out of watching the film at this point. Initially, she said she just wasn't ready. And then as time's gone on, she's pretty clearly stated that she doesn't want to watch it.
How do you feel about that?
At first, I was really disappointed. I think that I hoped that, you know, by sharing this film with all my family members, that there could be more openness and more discussion. But I also understand, like, this is something that, you know, could be really triggering for her. And, you know, if she doesn't want to engage with it, that's her decision. She continues to have a relationship with Sam and Jared and me, and Peter. So I'm good with all of that. The rest of the Harkness family has been very supportive and has appeared at screenings and like many times over. And it's been amazing to see how they've all evolved with the conversation. Each time we do a Q&A, it's almost like a new piece of understanding happens among me and my family members, whether it's Sam or Jared or my dad. We're kind of growing in the moment as we share this with audiences.
It's like the conversation you've been searching for all these years is happening thanks to your film.
Yes, to some degree. It's a funny one. You know, like, I don't think that people readily change or grow very easily, but there's something about how we all live with isolated narratives. We all have a story that is something like, I'm hurt by this, or I feel this pain, or I didn't do a good job being a father, or like, you know, my mom left me because who knows why. But like all of these things, like we harbor these narratives, and making the film and releasing it publicly, I've been able to see my dad come up and say things like, in front of an audience, you know, I see how I haven't always been the best father. And then the audience responded with, no, what are you talking about? You were great. Like, I've seen Sam say things like, you know, talk about how alone he is in this experience of, you know, the trauma of having his mom leave. And then I've seen other audience members express how they've been through that too. I think that there's something that happens when we share. It's a strange space to do it publicly like this, but there's also a greater release. If it were just shared within our family, there may not be, it might not be enough, it may not be enough for people to see and understand truly like how common this is, how true this is for many families. It may not be that the mother has left, but there might be somebody else in the family that has left, or some other family situation that is not dissimilar from what's happened in the film, the childhood trauma.
Yeah. Well, people will be able to watch it and see what they recognize from their own family experience tonight on KCTS9 or whatever PBS station you are in the neighborhood of. Reed Harkness is the director of the documentary Sam Now. Thank you so much for the conversation and for the film. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me on and going to this place with me. Really appreciate it, Libby.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. And hey, this show is only possible because listeners support us. If you are able to give right now, check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.